Good morning.
Good morning. So we are facing a time when we're going to lose a lot of people. Like, it's going to be the classic rock apocalypse. And this week, we felt it with Tina Turner. And we're like, yes, but at 83, I mean, that's, you know, she's had a life.
It's true. I mean, that really is what is coming. It's inevitable. And it's sad. And, you know, you just kind of have to celebrate what they're leaving behind. This week, though, a lot has come out. It had been rumored that she had kidney disease for the last couple of years, and her husband had donated a kidney about 5 years ago, which prolonged her life. But people close to her, like Oprah and Cher, have said this week that she was ready to go. She was tired of fighting. She was still living in the moment and, you know, very happy to see friends and things. But she was also at peace with everything that her life had brought to her. She went on the record a couple of years ago and talked about her kidneys and said, you know, had she taken conventional medicine and really paid attention to that and didn't just think that she was superwoman, she might not have ended up with the problems that she had later in life. So that was kind of interesting. But,
yeah.
You know, she kept going, and it might have actually cost her, although 83 is a long life, but
right.
She may not have had to have suffered quite so much.
Did I read correctly that she had, like, given up her U.S. citizenship? She was it Switzerland? Is that where she had the home? Is that right?
She was living in Switzerland with her husband, who she considered her soulmate, and thought nothing of doing it, thought absolutely nothing of making the jump and leaving the country to live out her last years.
It's hard for me to wrap my brain around, you know, Tina Turner, all-American performer,
yeah.
Not American, you know, not at least not anymore.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Oh, I wasn't saying anything.
Okay. meanwhile, I am not a fan of this show. I might have ever watched an episode, but I know for fans of The Voice, this is a big change to have Blake Shelton leave, right?
I mean, I guess so. I'm not really a fan either, but I'm running on the assumption that it's a big deal because it seems like it is.
Okay.
However, he's had a long run, and he's the longest running judge or mentor that they've had. And I think it's interesting that, you know, marrying Gwen and becoming a stepdad really changed him. It helped him to clean up and sober up. And, you know, being with the family is really a priority now. What's interesting is that she's still going to do the show. So I don't know how that's actually going to work with spending more time together.
Right.
But it does free up his schedule, which is cool. It's nice. You know, in real life, we move on. Real people move on and change and do other things. And, you know, we grow. And so it's nice to see a celeb kind of saying, you know what, I'm done with this thing that I've done forever. It's refreshing, I think.
Yeah, it's definitely weird for him to be like, so I am quitting the show so I can spend more time with family, the people I love that are important to me, my kids. But my wife's going to keep working here. you know, that's an odd position to take for sure. Meghan Markle, don't look at me, I'm Meghan Markle. stop pointing all those cameras right here at me all the time. Meghan Markle now says that when she was a model on Let's Make a Deal that they objectified her. When I read this news, I thought, yeah, and there's people that are coming out and, like, defending Let's Make a Deal and saying, no, it's not like that. I watched Let's Make a Deal back in the day. I don't know if I've watched it, you know, in a while, but the show 100% objectifies women. It's 50 gorgeous babes who all parade in their heels and makeup and, you know, their sexy attire. It 100% objectifies women. If a woman doesn't feel objectified, that's a different story. But, of course, it's Barker's beauties on an even grander scale. Where am I wrong?
You're not wrong. I mean, I watched their docuseries and found some empathy and liked them. But the things that they keep doing, especially in the last couple of months, it's like you pulled in a little bit of audience and you're chasing them away. And to complain about something like that, honey, it's what you signed up for.
Right.
You didn't sign up to be like the valedictorian of like that show. Like, it's what you signed up for.
And now Rhodes Scholar Markle with case number 30.
Right? I mean, so like, again, what are you trying to do? And you're just you're killing whatever fan base you had.
Yeah, it's a weird one to me because it's I'm with you. Like, first of all, the show 100% did that, and if you thought it was otherwise, you weren't paying attention. What are you doing? Yeah,
yeah.
This is not some like 10 years later or 15 years later you can suddenly announce a thing that we all knew all along. I don't know what to make of this story, so I'm just going to lay it out there for you. Apparently, Quentin Tarantino had told Margot Robbie that she needed to leave her feet dirty before she showed up on the set. Is this lurid? Is this for scene making? What am I to make of this?
Well, this is when your director has a foot fetish, and that's something like 26 shots of feet in the film, like barefoot.
Okay.
And that's just his thing. So nobody else would be thinking like that, except the dude with the foot fetish. So she left her feet dirty. She'd been walking around set all day. And so when she puts her feet up on the seat, they're dirty, and that's exactly what he wanted. He told her under no circumstances to wash her feet.
I don't think that I'm going to say anything that could ever come as a surprise to any person who knows anything about him. Quentin Tarantino is a weird bleeping dude. I mean, he is a really...
Mm-hmm.
You know, the fact that you could get him to show up anywhere not drunk for an interview is always amazing, but he did make some outstanding movies. I'll give him that credit. And the last one, I want to end on this note because I believe that Ms. Kate Meehan has won not one, but now two awards for your documentary about the film and about the performance industry and the effect of COVID on it after the music. What did you win for?
We actually won two Telly Awards this week, which is like a step down from an Emmy.
Okay.
So thrilled to death. The first one was for documentary long form, which means we were up against every other documentary in the competition on any topic at all.
No way.
Which is such an honor.
Yeah.
Such an honor. I can't even tell you. And then the other one was for low budget. We ain't got no money, but we did it anyway.
So what a brilliant in your face, like, you know, you beat everybody in every category for every kind of thing with no money whatsoever. I love that. That's just like that's like the double whammy. That's a fantastic accomplishment.
It's such an honor, and it's such a great way to close the book. At least on our end, we are still streaming on Prime, and I think we're on Hulu still, and a couple different places for sure. So we're still there. It's like it's now, an evergreen kind of time capsule where it just freezes that point in time while everything else has moved on, which I think is pretty cool because that's really something that I appreciate. We did something that's going to stand up, and it exclamation points a period that. Not everybody remembers this clearly. You know, already a couple of years later, it's hard to believe we went through that. It's hard to believe it was that bad. It's hard to believe we were that uneasy.
Yeah.
You know, already distance has done something with your perception of it. So it holds, and I'm really proud of that.
And by the way, I think I said the wrong name. I'm so sorry. Let the Music Play. And, of course, she's got a couple of books out that are also fantastic. Just, you know, FYI. So if you want to look for it, if people hear this and want to look for the movie. Kate Meehan, award-winning filmmaker Kate Meehan, and also our editor at DailyBoom.net. Kate, as always. Thank you for the time. Congratulations. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you.